Stagnant. This is dictating on Deborah Bender. BENDER. B as in boy. Bender. Deborah. DE. D as in David. DEBORAH. Deborah Bender. Date of birth is 8/14/52. Date of visit is 7/10/24. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. The patient is referred by Raya Blackwell. Raya, R-A-Y-A, Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L, P-A-C. Next, paragraph. Dear Raya, thank you for sending Deborah Bender for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, period. Next paragraph is for the internist. This is a 71-year-old female who has had a long-standing history of asthmatic attacks, has previously been on inhaled steroids with good control of her symptoms. The patient has episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath with activity, and chest tightness, but denies significant cough or sputum production, period. Presently, she is on Pulmicort inhaler, 180 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. The patient denies nausea, but has some reflux, and has joint pains and muscle stiffness, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of asthma with recurrent bronchitis, and a history for hysterectomy in 08. She also has a history for sinus surgery in 21 and cholecystectomy in 08. She had a neurofibroma, which is being monitored, and she was treated for Loftus pneumonia. In 1990, the patient had a thyroid nodule which was biopsied and was benign, period. She has a history of hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked a few cigarettes a day for 3 years and then quit in her 30s. No alcohol use, period. She worked in an office, period. Next, family history. Father died of old age, age 93. Mother died of Alzheimer's and breast cancer, period. Next, allergies to penicillin, sulfa, macrobit, and Cipro. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or weight loss. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has vertigo and urinary frequency. She has sad reflux symptoms. She has some wheezing and cough and denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has anxiety with depression, and she has a skin rash with itching. Then I said headaches, blackouts, or memory loss. Next, Medlist. Protonix 40 milligrams, half a tablet daily. Pravastatin 20 milligrams daily. Pulmicort inhaler 180 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. And multivitamins. And Flonase nasal spray. 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely both elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 85, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 190, saturation 96. HENT anomphalic pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asymptomatic, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities real, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Mild varicosities. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next photograph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. Number 3, history of hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plan the patient will continue with the present med, including Pulmicort, 180 micrograms, 2 cups a day, and use albuterol inhaler, 2 cups QIDPRN. So the advice to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and a CT chest without contrast, CBC, IG level, and total eosinophil count. And continue with the lipid-lowering medications. And the follow-up is it will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Raya Blackwell, R-A-Y-A, Blackwell, P-A-C. Thank you, Mr. Dr. D'Souza.